Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Danny Ainge is the president of basketball operations for the Boston Celtics. He joins us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hello, Mr. Danny Ainge.
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day, brethren.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day for you. Big plans for the Ainges this evening?
Yeah, we'll probably go on a date tonight. Have a night off.
Now, you got 9 days off. Does that involve you working, or are you able to travel?
I still have to work.
Well, that's no good. Everyone else gets time off. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about something that people have been interested in, is that Kyrie Irving has missed the last couple of games, and there's talk that he would play in the All-Star game despite that. I'll ask you, it's a two-parter, but I'll ask you the first one first, which is redundant. But do you have a problem with Kyrie Irving missing the last two games and playing in the All-Star game?
Well, I mean, I would just say that it depends on that, but we will have, Kyrie has to go to Charlotte anyway to participate in all of the festivities. He's coaching the rookie game, he's got family there, and they have, like, they're going to spend their... his family's going to spend their time down there. He has some business dealings going on, and that's where he was going to spend his time anyway. So he has his full-time trainer and physio. Those guys are down there, and I totally trust both of those guys with Kyrie. And Kyrie will be looking for a gym and be doing basketball things in some of his free time. And if they think that he can benefit from running up and down the court, because he has to do some progression before he gets back out on the court for our game Thursday night. So I don't really have a problem if everybody, including Kyrie, is feeling 100%, and the two guys that are with him from our staff are 100% behind it. I have no problem with it.
All right, so... like, he would have to be 100%. Do you see that from not being able to play in a game on a Wednesday night to be able to play an All-Star game on a Sunday, is that enough time, in your opinion, to get 100% healthy based on what you know about his injury?
Yeah, because, he wasn't 100% for last night's game, but he was very close, and we hadn't been able to do the progressions just to get him back out. And so it's not anything that we expect him to play when the All-Star break returns, and you can't just return to play without doing things on the court over this next week.
Okay, so this is obviously...
Wog must feel good about himself.
What's that?
Danny Ainge saying that playing in the All-Star game could help him, to which I...
because he's going to have to... You can't repeat... replace an opportunity to play up and down. I mean, there's a lot of times when guys are coming back from injuries that we'll have a practice with our G League team, and they'll go, full out. And, I mean, an All-Star game is probably less strenuous than that. And he'll probably not play a ton of minutes if he were to play. So, anyway, I do trust all of those guys, including Kyrie, that they'll do the right thing and, maybe not from an outside perspective right thing, but what the right thing is for him and to get him ready to play next Thursday.
Well, this has been a strange week, because we went from, all right, the team's looking good, to this team is imploding, to, hey, this team's looking good again, all within a 7-day period. When you saw what Marcus Morris said after that 28-point collapse, what did you think of him being the one that said something, and did you have a problem with what he said in public?
you know, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, these guys are big boys, and you know, Marcus is an emotional guy. He cares about the team. He cares about how we're playing, and you know, I don't necessarily think it's the best way, but I don't have a problem with it. No,
but it worked. I mean, I'm not. Who's saying that that's exactly the thing that did it? But I mean, don't you sometimes, as a player, Danny, you know, you can think back to when you played, is don't you have to somewhat sometimes be embarrassed if there's a major problem? And doesn't embarrassment kind of provide you with, I guess, the motivation to improve?
Yeah, so I do think that that's true. I do think that most of the great athletes that I've been around, when they're humiliated, I would not want to play the next game against them. And I think that, you know, losing those two games in a row when their teams, we should have beat teams we had a lead on, we played really well, those were two tough losses to deal with. And I think that we were going to come out and play hard against Philly, whether anybody said anything publicly or not, just because I know how our guys would respond. You know, the team went through it and looked at it, and I think that those things can be handled internally, preferably. But again, I don't have a problem with somebody saying their what's on their mind if they're asked a question about it.
Okay, Danny, there was a report that came out yesterday that many people within the Celtics organization think that it was Anthony Davis's agent who leaked out the information about Kyrie Irving possibly wanting to leave the team in order to get some sort of leverage with the Lakers and to make the Celtics possibly think that he wouldn't resign. Do you believe any of that that's out there? Do you think that that information and that story that came out was put out there nefariously?
I do not. And I do, I don't know how it got out there, but I do not know.
Okay, so, and I know we've talked to you about how you spoke with Kyrie after that, and it sounds like everything is, you know, kind of, I mean, you made the whole marriage thing, which launched a million Photoshops after you made that comment, which was pretty fantastic.
Making news again.
After all that's done, do you still, when you talk to the rest of this team, there's, whenever a team has success without a star player, the media starts to talk and say, you know, do you really need this guy? When you look at Kyrie Irving and you see how the team sometimes plays without him, can you understand why some people watching the Celtics think that maybe this team could do it without him?
I do not, no. It's completely illogical and it makes no sense. If you just look at the data over the last 2 years, our team is so much. I mean, it wasn't but a month ago we were trying to figure out how in the world are we going to score without Kyrie on the court. And everybody was struggling and going through their challenges. And I mean, now, you know, we're getting a lot of good play out of a lot of good guys. The last couple of nights, you know, Jason Tatum and Gordon Hayward and Al Horford are, you know, they're playing great basketball. And Jaylen Brown has, you know, really stepped up his game over the last couple of months even and really it bought into his role off the bench. And so I feel like, you know, we just need to all play well. But Kyrie is by far our most efficient offensive player, without question. And our team, when Kyrie is on the court, over the last 2 years is by far more efficient with Kyrie playing than when he's not. And so, no, I think that it's ridiculous to think. Now, having said that, do other players like a bigger role when you have a guy that is your best scorer? Yeah, heck, when I used to play with Bird, I never didn't want Larry Bird on my team. But I got very excited when Larry or Kevin weren't going to play in a game that night because that, you know, that meant more shots and more opportunities, and that was fun. But I knew that to win the big thing and to win it all, you can't be without those great players, and that's how I feel about Kyrie.
Did you watch Isaiah Thomas's return last night?
I did, yeah. I got home from the game and turned that on, and that was really fun to see.
Okay, so one of the things that came out of this last like week and a half was that Anthony Davis's father made a comment saying that he didn't want Anthony Davis playing for the Celtics because he felt that you guys did Isaiah Thomas wrong by trading him after all that he went through, playing through his sister's death, playing through injury.
Right.
What was your thoughts when you heard those comments?
Well, I'm not going to say what my real thoughts were, but this is tough business, and that was a very difficult situation for all of us that we all went through, and I'll just leave it at that. But I respect Isaiah Thomas. I'm grateful for my association with him and all that he did for us, and always will be.
Isaiah doesn't hold that against you, does he? Because you guys have spoken. You guys are still friendly, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I just reached out to Isaiah yesterday, wishing him, good luck in his return, and it was really fun, and he responded, and it's really fun to see him back on the court, and made some big shots last night for them in a 2-point victory, and contributed to their success. That was really fun to see.
So he's still friendly with you. I know you reached out to him, but he still has a positive attitude towards you and the organization, correct?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that there's always, I don't know. You'd have to ask Isaiah the answer to those. But he has been friendly to me over the last year or so.
Word association, Anthony Davis' father.
Can't trip you up, Danny.
He's too smart.
Can't trip him up.
Yeah, let's not.
Suffice it to say, you didn't like it.
I just think that those are games being played, and I don't really pay much attention to it. We all know that this is a business. There are tough trades. There are relationships you develop, and that's by far the hardest part of my job.
All right, Danny, just to change the subject for a second, have you ever missed 20 consecutive threes in your entire career? And have you ever kept shooting after something like that happened?
I will say this about Marcus. He is, it's what we love about Marcus. He's just fearless.
And yes, he is. That's a word to say. Yes, he's fearless.
We're scoreless. And
I mean, sometimes he gets out of hand, but I really appreciate his determination and his grit, and, come hell or high water, he's going to keep shooting that shot.
That's one way of putting it.
I think that that's the right thing. For us to be a great team, Marcus needs to make shots. At the same time, he does so many other things on the court that if he's not making shots, he can still contribute. But if he's not making shots and he keeps shooting lots of shots, then that's not good.
well, what would you call yesterday?
Have you been happy with his shot selection? How about that? Because there's sometimes where you go through a slump. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. But were you happy with most of his shot selection?
Well, I think there was a stretch this year. I could be wrong. Where one of the greatest shooters of all time is Klay Thompson, and one of the greatest shooters in the game today. And I think he went through like a 1-for-34, 1-for-35 stretch. So 0-for-20 doesn't really seem that crazy in a slump.
But Klay Thompson took all those shots in one game.
Right, but you know what? I mean, even good shooters have, really good shooters have stretches where you're going to have shooting slumps, especially from the 3-point line. And Marcus, the other thing I love about Marcus is in that 20 shots, I bet there were 3 or 4 or 5 even of those shots that were half court heaves, late shot, because he shoots them. Most guys try to protect their percentages and hang on to the shots and won't even shoot those shots. But that's another thing I love about Marcus. He doesn't care about the percentages. He's just trying to win the game.
Okay, so one of the great things that's happened over the last couple of weeks, I guess since the beginning of February, is Gordon Hayward has finally started to become the guy that we all wanted him to be when he was first signed with the team.
Ran the point last night.
Yeah, he looked good. He returned to the starting lineup. What do you think has happened during that time? Is this just a matter of it just took a little bit of time on the floor to get the confidence, the shot? What have you made of his emergence over the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Gordon is playing with fun, and he's playing with force, His body looks healthy. He looks to be playing with confidence. Some of that confidence last night could be that, you know, like Rozier and Kyrie weren't there. He's clearly the next best ball handler and hit with Marcus. So I think that, you know, the opportunities are coming also, but it's fun to see. I mean, Gordon's worked really hard on getting himself back, and he's playing with a lot of force right now, and it's huge for our team. We may not win either of these last two games without not just Gordon playing, but like having a real good Gordon Hayward.
Yep, and the one thing, too, is if you look at those two losses that were back-to-back, the Clippers and the Lakers won, the one guy who the team really missed was Aaron Baines. What's the latest on his injury, and when do you expect him to return?
Aaron is... I'm not sure when Aaron's going to return. I mean, he will return, but it's, you know, probably later this month or early March, somewhere in there.
Okay,
he's probably a couple weeks away.
How'd you like those refs last night? Did you get to watch the broadcast and hear Tommy Heinsohn's honest criticism?
Yeah,
Tommy's the best, isn't he? I love that guy. Yeah, Tommy was good last night.
Yeah, I was thinking that the refs were basically messing up everything just to welcome Tommy back and make him feel comfortable.
Yeah, I was worried about his blood pressure last night. I mean, he needs a doctor by his side when he gets in those moods. So we gotta keep close tabs on Tommy.
All right, Richard Jefferson believes there is a small dumpster fire brewing with you guys. Is he correct? I would imagine, yes.
I don't know what that means. What do you mean?
I didn't say it. He goes, we have a big dumpster fire in L.A., and we have a small dumpster fire brewing here in Boston. It's because you have the Anthony Davis situation. You have Jason Tatum saying, hey, I wouldn't mind being the face of a franchise. Why are you? You have a chance to win a championship with the team you're talking about being the face of the New Orleans Pelicans. That lets you know that things are brewing. So I guess, do you believe that Jason Tatum's comments in the pursuit of Anthony Davis or the perceived pursuit of Anthony Davis has caused any kind of problems in the locker room?
I don't think that the guys are trying to win the game the next night. We have a big schedule coming out. I don't even think that anybody's talking or thinking about any of that.
All right, so you don't think, what did you make of Jason Tatum saying he wouldn't mind being the face of a franchise?
You know what? I didn't hear or see any of that.
Now we can get a gut reaction.
That was a report that somebody said that there's no quote, I think, that...
So you're saying that somebody just, you know, in content wasteland, somebody just, a source just said that Jason might not be, like, be the face of the franchise.
Is there a problem? Well, it's not like he compared LeBron to Trump or anything. I mean... All right, Danny. Well, listen. Wait. You got more? You got more hot stuff?
At least it was a direct quote. It wasn't.
Yes, we thank you for the soundbite being everywhere, with the source being a Boston radio station.
Boston radio station. They don't get us on it now. Well, listen, Danny Ainge, have a lovely Valentine's Day and enjoy your big night on the town. And enjoy, I know you don't get time off, but probably a little less to worry about over these next few days. And hopefully Kyrie does the right thing and doesn't play in the All-Star game. I know that it's eating you out. We appreciate the time.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.
You too, man.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
The Dave McGillivray Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.